who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who's angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytwani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, welcome to another episode of the Silsila, Disobedient Towards Parents and Unfortunate Children. Inshallah Azawajal, today's episode, our topic is, was it worth it? In other words, meaning, when we disheart our parents, when we be disobedient towards them, was it worth it? After the result which we'll get. Inshallah, before we will move on to our topic, let's try to make some good intentions to attain reward. It's mentioned in Hadith, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Inshallah, watching this silsilah on Madani channel, make good intentions for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and watching this silsilah to gain knowledge, and inshallah azawajal, to bring these practices in actions, inshallah azawajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make good intentions before every righteous action. Before this, let's listen to a blessing of Durood, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever likes this thing, that Allah azza wa jal is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah azza wa jal, should recite salat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, if you wish, on the day of judgment, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we are presented in the court of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will be pleased with us. If you want to gain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, then we should recite Durood, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Meaning as much as we can. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the more we will recite, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite peace and blessings upon his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, today's episode is about, was it worth it? I want to start with a little story. And then inshallah azawajal, so that we could reflect over this type of behavior and this type of virtue. There was a mother who had one child. His father had passed away. His mother, she brought this child up with so much affection, with so much love, and with so much care. She brought him up, she educated him, sent him in the best school, educated him in the best way, till he went into university, got a degree, and then finally he got a good job. Now become here independent. He was earning money. Before this, his mother was looking after him. Now he was a grown-up man. He was earning money. And obviously, when people start to earn money in this way, people start to adopt. He had a very good job. And as he started to have company of people who were wealthy, they had good homes, they lived in a good area. He said to his mother one day, "Mother, I want to move out. I want us to move out into a better area, in a better house." And then, without speaking to his mother further, in regards to what area should we move to, he decided upon himself, that I've seen a house in this area, and I've put my word down, and we're gonna buy this house, we're gonna move. So without even sitting with his mother explaining, he bought a house, and then what could the mother have done other than listening to the child? So she moved, they bought this house in this posh area, they moved out, and they started to live there. After a short while, in that posh area, this child, as he was a grown-up man, he fell in love with a woman in that area. So instead of confiding with his mother, speaking to his mother, sitting down with his mother, he made a decision upon himself. He made a decision that he was going to get married to her. And he has spoken to her family, to her, and they decided amongst themselves that we're going to get married. So he came one day to his mother and he said, "Oh mother, I've decided I'm going to get married to so-and-so person. She lives in this area, and they are rich people, they're wealthy. And The mother was shocked. How could she have done? How could she have spoken that he was, the son was grown up now and he was making his own decision, first by moving out of the area to moving into this area, now finding himself a wife. So the mother, she could not do nothing. She remained quiet. And the mother at that time, she said, "Oh son, you know I have arranged your rishta from childhood to so-and-so member of your family." The son spoke out in a loud voice, "No mom, I'm not going to get married there. I don't want to marry her. I don't want to listen. No, I'm going to get married here." He started to speak like this to his mother. When he spoke like this to his mother, the mother thought, "What has happened to this child? This is that same child I brought up with so much care. And today he's reacting like this." The mother again, being a mother, she remained quiet. And so, like this, the two couple got married. Now, that wife came to the house. Now, when this woman came to the house, because she was from an educated family, not knowing anything about deen, not knowing anything, how she's treating the mother-in-law, how he should be with elders, she didn't have anything like this in her. This woman, she started to hate the fact that this woman, this old woman was in the house and being a means of their privacy. So she was starting to be cruel to her, saying things out to her, and means of cruelty to the mother of this child, meaning her mother-in-law. But this mother-in-law, she just remained quiet and listened out. She didn't even tell her son. To the extent that one day, that woman, the wife of the husband, she said to her husband, came home one day, she screamed out to the husband, "It's either me who's going to live in this house or your mother." Her husband was shocked. He asked her, "What happened?" She says, "No, I don't want to live with your mother. She has made hell for me. She has done this, she has done that." And the husband said, "Okay, give me time to think. Let me think about it." And he said this to her, "Let me think about it. Just think for a moment. How the mother would have felt." And he said to his mother, he said, "Look mother, you know, you're breaking into our privacy." Words like this to the mother. The heart of this mother shattered. As this crude woman, she continued being rude to her mother-in-law. The mother-in-law, she bared this, she continued bearing this, till they had a child. And then, now what had happened? Half of the pain of her mother-in-law, this old woman, went away because she started to look after this child now. She started to play with this child. She started to look after him, change his clothes. But what happened? This infuriated that woman even more. That look at this. Why is my child so much in love with his grandmother? So she started to snatch this child away. She started to make this other means. And one day, husband came home and she screamed out in front of her husband, "It's either me who's going to live here or your mother is going to live here." So the husband took her into the room, asked her what had happened. She says, "No, your mother has made hell, this world a hell for me. I can't live with her, this and that." Started to say this to the husband. Now the husband, when he saw the state of his wife, he loved her so much, he was blind in her love. He said to her, "Okay, give me a while, let me think. Let me," what did he say? "Let me think." So then he went and he said to his mother, said, "Mother, why don't you go and see so-and-so relative of yours?" So one day that mother, she became fed up of the way she was being treated by her father. She went. So when the son spoke to her in this way, "Mother, you're disturbing our privacy." She got fed up, and this mother, she got up and she left to one of her relatives' homes. She stayed in the relatives' homes for a few days. The son didn't phone, asked her how she was. But she was a mother at the end of the day. She wanted to see her son. She wanted to see her grandson. And she came back, knocking on the door. Now when she knocked on the door, the daughter-in-law opened the door. She said, "You've come back. Why have you come back?" Now when her mother-in-law heard this, she was in such a state, thinking, "Oh daughter, oh my daughter-in-law, what are you saying? What have I done? What have I done wrong?" And she started to scream, and she walked in, And she said to her husband, she's back. She's going to destroy our lives. Do something. I don't want to, it's either me who's going to leave or your mother. Do something. The husband said, okay, give me a while to think. So he went and he said, mother, why have you come back? And he said this to his mother. Think about it, how she would have felt. She says, oh, son, you are my son. It's my house. I live here. What do you mean, why have I come back? And then he says, okay, mother, come in. He made his mother sit inside. So he sat and started to think. And then after a while, he said to his mother, mother, let's go out. Let's go for a drive. Like this, he set his mother into his car and they started to drive till they reached a place. As they entered into this building, he took his mother to the reception and he said to his mother, mother, you are going to stay here now. They will look after you. And the mother realized that she was brought into an old people's home and left. Days went past, months went past, the son didn't bother phoning, the son didn't bother calling, finding out his mother, continued living his life. One day the son, they with his wife, with his children, they're out on a driving. They're driving out, going somewhere. And on the way, as he's driving, he sees this vision in front of him. And this vision is of his mother. And when he sees this vision, he forgets what is on the road. And all of a sudden, he hits an oncoming traffic. They hit into something. The car crashes. And his wife dies. And he is wounded, and that child, his grandson, nothing happens to him. And in this state, the mother screams, oh, my son! Think about it, my dear Islamists. This incident should be eye-opening for us. Especially for those who have neglected their parents, who have left their parents, who are away from their parents, who have put their parents into old people's homes, who do not go and see their parents even on the day of Eid. Why? Because they're so much lost in the love of the dunya. So much lost with their own family, with their own children, and forgetting their parents. Think about it, my dear Islamists. This incident, that woman who was cruel to her mother-in-law, she faced her destiny. But it was also a lesson that by being cruel to the mother, it will affect your life. Next time we think of doing anything wrong to our parents, remember one thing, that this will come back to you. The effects of these things will come back to you. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, these types of incidents are happening in our lives today. So many people are leaving their mothers, their fathers in old people's homes. And there's one of the Rukni Shuras, they went to visit an old people's home. And they say that when they went, they saw the parents, they saw a father, he would keep on looking at the door. Keep on looking at the door. And they asked, why are you looking at the door? And he replied, that looking when that when my son will come. Imagine, my dear Islamists, how these parents are. How our parents are. That we are waiting for moments that our children come to see us. Really, something to ponder over. We don't see our parents for days because we are busy with our children. We don't see our parents for months because we are busy with our children. The day of Eid comes, we are busy with our families. We are outing with our family. We can't go and see our mother. We can't go and see our father. And they are them parents. They are waiting for you. They are waiting for us to come. They are looking at the door. Think about it, how disheartened they feel that my son has not come today. My child has not come today. They sometimes cook, make food, and they know what you like, and they call you that I made this today for you, come. And what is the reply we give? I'm busy, I cannot come. My dear Islamic brothers, think about the pain you brought to your parents. These type of things, my dear Islamic brothers, look how much concern our parents have for us. Our parents are thinking for us, yet we turn away from them. We do not give them time, my dear Islamic brothers. Like we make a timetable for everything. Make a timetable of visiting your parents. Even if you live in a separate house, we make time for your parents. Go and see them on a regular basis. Whether it's 10 minutes a day,
That will bring coolness to their eyes. That will bring coolness to their hearts. Just go and sit with them. Speak to them. Ask them how they are. How they are doing. What did they do? You know, the moment you will just ask your father or your mother one question, you know, they would want to share with you. They would want to share. They would want to speak. And that would bring happiness in their hearts and minds. Make time for your parents. And they, how they had concern for you, how they had care for you when you were a child, how they would look every moment, oh, my son could trip over this, remove this obstacle. They would remove everything out of the way. They would put everything aside just for you. And today, if me and you cannot give our parents time, how unfortunate are we then? My dear Islam brothers and viewers, Madhi Jannah, take this message. Make time for your family. Make time for your parents. Make time for your mother. Sit with them. Sit in their company. Speak to them. And hear them. They want to someone to listen to them at this age. Because when you were a child, when you spoke to them, you wanted some intention. Your parents would sit and listen to you. Whether you would have mentioned that 10 times, your parents would say, yes, yes, yes. Today, we are not ready to listen to one thing of our parents. Today, we are not listening to one thing. Even sometimes our parents might speak a bit harsh to us. Why? Because of old age. Because of their age now. Listen to them. Bear it. Because they bared us in childhood. They bare all our things which we did in a childhood. We broke things in front of them. We destroyed things in front of them. We did so much in front of them in childhood. Yet they bared us. So bear them in this old age. Look after them. Serve them. And inshallah, through serving them in this way, we are able to gain Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the ability to serve our parents, to look after them, to give time to them, to spend time with them. And inshallah, through this gaining Jannah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do all these actions. My dear Islam brothers, these are the silsilas on Madani channel, especially in this blessed month of Muharram. Make time for your family. Give time to your parents. My dear Islam brothers, in these blessed days of Muharram, give time to your parents. Give them time. Sit with them. Speak to them. Join in with their happiness. Make them feel happy. Make them feel comfort. Remove their difficulties, their problems. Oh people, money, help them, support them in this way. And inshallah, if you will support them in this way, Allah will reward you in abundance in the next world. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah.